Phoenix FM here at Stand and Calling on the Sunday behind the main stage, where we've just seen a brilliant set from Kiko Bunn, and coincidentally we're joined by him as well.
Hello.
Congratulations, what a great set.
Thank you so much, I'm glad you liked it.
And it's great, isn't it? The reggae sort of ska stuff that you got going on there. It's always great to see a saxophone and trombone on stage as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And this is your, this is what you do, this is what you're travelling around the festivals this year. That is your standard set, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't bring my whole band, but yeah, we still rock it, man. Like, those brass players are really great, you know, and yeah, we always have fun, so it was really good to be down here, man. It's good.
And you're a Londoner?
I am, yeah.
So it's not too far to come up here in the countryside of Hertfordshire. It's something about this festival, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a wicked vibe, you know. It's great to be here, and yeah.
And the crowd were lapping it up as well. Must be great playing the main stage on a Sunday, especially your sort of music, because people are a bit more laid back as well, aren't they? They're more up for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That is wicked, you know. Like, it's good to see people having fun, and yeah, it's what it's all about. So, yeah.
So you've been doing this sort of thing for quite a while. I mean, it proves something. There's still quite a heavy London reggae ska scene, call it what you want.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been making music for many years now. You know, I got into reggae when I was about 16, 17, like properly. And, you know, just fell in love with it, really. And wanted to see what was happening around me in London and, you know, as much as I could get involved with, or, you know, just be a part of. And There are a few sound systems, like Channel One sound system and Reggae Roast, and you know, there's a lot if you look for it, you know. And it's really nice to sort of be a part of the London family and, you know, come to places like this and you know, spread the love and the sound. So yeah, man, it's cool.
And you really are living that dream, aren't you? Because you've worked with the Wailers. Also, what is it, This Is England 90, you contributed to the soundtrack there as well. I bet sometimes you pinch yourself, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, it hasn't really sunk in yet. But yeah, no, it's a privilege. So yeah, it's good to be part of it. So.
And it's the sort of thing as well that keeps growing. I mean, are you like quite a few people we talk to, there's projects you can't talk about, or can you tell us what's coming up for the next year or so?
Yeah, I've got an album in the pipeline, and I've been collaborating with some names that you may have heard of. I can't actually tell you who. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, just, you know, going to do the rest of the festival circuit and continue writing and just, yeah, vibe.
Now, you're all over the social media channels. Is that your sort of thing?
I like to connect with people.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to sort of make as many connections as possible, you know. It's good that, like, you know, getting a few fans now, which is quite nice. And yeah, it's really cool, man.
And it's always nice to interact with the fans as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, I've always got time for the fans, yeah.
And it's great, because at an event like this, you're building up that following as well. People instantly look for you on Twitter and will instantly follow you.
Yeah, it's really good way to sort of, you know, show your sound and, yeah, just connect to the people, really. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, well, look, great stuff. If anyone wants to find out more, it's Kikobun, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Glad I got that right. And yeah, they look for you online. They'll see all your social media channels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thanks very much for chatting to Phoenix FM.
Thank you so much for having me.